Father, one more time we give you praise, worship and adoration for this great love we have it. You have loved us and called us unto yourself to inherit your glory and to be like you and your Son in all things. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you for all you are doing. Thank you for all you yet do. Thank you because you will not leave us until you have finished all that which you have sworn and given your word to do in our lives, that your name might be glorified, that we individually and corporately as your people might be blessed and be all you have called us to be, even be conformed to the glorious image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept our thanks, O Lord. Blessed be your name. We welcome your presence, Almighty God, as we go into the time of ministration of the word now. We ask for unprecedented hope in heavens under the covenant of our self-fathers, so that, Lord, you grant us visions of your glory, of your power and majesty. You send your word expressly unto us, and you stretch forth your hand to confirm, clarify, and amplify the same word with signs and wonders following. And Lord, you will open our hearts individually and corporately to attend to these words so that it might profit us, so that we might be built up. We will be granted this inheritance of the glory of God that you have called us unto in union with our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful. We bless your name. Have your will take your place. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. As I bring the word, Lord, I ask for mercy for myself. Oh Lord, that I will be faithful to minister as an oracle of God. Oh, saying only the things that are necessary and expedient for your will and your will alone to be done. And thank you, Lord God, as you cause this word that is good forth to be accompanied with your power wheresoever is heard, so that it will cause every one of us that is hearing it to be a doers of these things which we are saying, so that we can be partakers of the inheritance you have for us in our sins in the light. We love you, our God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Blessed be your name as you fulfill this and even much more through the ministration of your word and power tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. And Lord, we also pray that this word will be refreshing to our spiritual parents in the Lord, and they will see the travail of our soul over our lives, and they will be satisfied. Blessed be your name. We love and appreciate you, our God. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's open our Bibles. We start to pray, as we start to minister the word, to John chapter 3 verse 34. Chapter 3 verse 34. It says, "For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." The theme, Spirit by measure, has been the main thing in the hour. You know, we call it the glory of God. We call it the manifold wisdom of God. You know, this great dimension of divine power, wisdom, you know, that does spectacular things, you know, consistently and instantly. Now, just continuing that theme, this scripture helps us to understand this is our Lord Jesus Christ speaking of himself, giving us a testimony that God gave him not the Spirit without measure. And he gave us an insight to why God did that. He said, because he speaks the word of God. He said, because for him whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives not the spirit by measure unto him. One of the reasons why God gave him the spirit without measure is because it's only the word of God that he speaks. And if we too are going to be entrusted with the spirit without measure, we must come unto that consecration that the words we speak are only God's words. If he will not be faithful in speaking God's words, and God's words alone, you cannot be faithful with the spirit without measure. You can't be entrusted with it. Because one of the primary ways in which the power of the spirit without measure is released to go into action is through words. So if you are not faithful in speaking God's words alone, you are not qualified. Amen. Let's read another scripture. Ephesians 4:15. It says, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Well, John chapter 17, verse 17 tells us what the truth is. It says, thy word, Abi, is truth. So we can read this place as speaking the word. We can read Ephesians 4:15 as speaking the word of God in love. Did you get what I've just said? We may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even Christ Jesus. Now, Pastor has already shared with us, it has already come out, you are not going to inherit the fullness of that glory until you go into maturity, unto fullness of Christ. And you are not going to go up into him in all things if you don't speak the word of God in love, because that's the key to grow. Not just to grow up into him in all things. I hope you are following. So the Bible says we can grow up to him in all things, and it gives us the way. Can grow up to him in all wisdom, in all stature, in all favor, in all grace, in all love, in all, you know, in all authority, in all power. Praise the Lord. Let's read the third scripture before I mention the title of my message. And Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, I want to take the phrase, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Our focus is not on the centurion, our focus is on the principle. Can I hear you say, my spirit is the master, my soul is the servant, and my body is the slave? How are you going to... The word called healed here is also translated save. How are you going to save that servant, your soul? It says, speak the word only, and my servant, or my soul, shall be saved. There's only one instrument that can save our soul, is the word of God. James chapter 1 tells us that. Verse 21. He said we should receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our soul. When does it start saving our soul? When we start speaking it. And we start doing it. And we already know that you can't do it until you say it. So everything starts with believing your heart and saying. That's why saying is so crucial. So, we speak the word only so that our soul can be saved. Remember, it's a saved soul that God can trust with the Spirit without measure. And it's the word of God that will save that soul. It's the same thing that those scriptures are saying, just different highlights. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fourth scripture. Fourth scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. No, verse 1, sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We want to read verse 1 and 2. Possibly verse 5. Now it said, I charge thee before God. Somebody said, this is a charge. An apostolic charge. You have to give it to it. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, or in the context of what we are sharing, speak the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Amen. Let's go to verse 5. But watch thereon, in all things endure the work, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. I want to connect verse 2 to the last part of verse 5. If you don't speak the word in season and out of season, you are not going to make your calling and election sure. You are not going to make full proof of your life and of your calling. And your calling is to inherit the glory. To be like Jesus in all things, Abby, and to inherit the glory. Now, all the four scriptures are saying the same thing, just from different highlights. The title of my message is Speaking the Word in Love. And it's under that theme, Inherit the Spirit Without Measure. That's the purpose. Of course, we have learned so many things. Speak the word so that you can be healed, so that you can prosper. All those is good. We are going into higher dimensions of God now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I hear you say, speaking the word of God only? Speaking the word of God always? Speaking the word of God in love. Let's repeat. Speaking the word of God only. Speaking the word of God always. Speaking the word of God in love. That is one essential skill and character that we must all acquire and exercise ourselves in and develop, so that we can grow up in all things unto Christ, so that we can be counted worthy of inheriting and manifesting this glory of the Spirit without measure, this glory of the manifold wisdom of God without measure. Whether at borrowed level or at fullness level, speaking the word of God only, speaking the word of God always, and speaking the word of God in love is essential. Someone say essential. It's essential, very, very essential and vital now. You cannot be trusted if you are not faithful in speaking the word of God. Yes, yes, sir. The degree to which you are faithful is speaking the word of God only, always, and in love. That's the degree to which you can be trusted. Amen. Thank you, sir, for that clarification. Amen. Now, if we don't give ourselves to, do you understand me? To speaking the word of God only, to speaking the word of God always, to speaking the word of God in love, we will limit God. Because God will not do anything on the earth without his word. So if God is not manifesting, we are the one limiting him. So God is calling us to a higher consecration now. That's why the only way where we are seeing God manifesting is by the gifts. Because he can give you the gift, he manifests and withdraw it. Because you can misdive. So before you can misdive, the gifts are lifted. He has done what he wants to do. I was hearing one of Pastor's message. He said, the Lord Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He caused it. Definitely God must have shown them that the fig tree should be cursed. That's not our focus now. But the issue was that the fig tree dried up from the root in 24 hours. And Pastor said, supposing it was said to a man, what will happen to that man? So, if you can't be trusted with your word, and God gives you the spirit without measure, you will destroy lives. Amen. Elisha did it. Do you understand? The only beauty was that the Spirit of God selected those that will effect the curse on. He cannot reverse the curse. He can't stop the curse. It has gone forth. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void. It's agent. Amen. Thank you, sir. Whether spoken by him. And that's why what we are saying now, amen, we must arise. Now, we believe, that's why we believe that talking is primarily to communicate what I want to tell you. But in God, it's not like that. Talking is not primarily for communication. It's for creating things. It's for making things to happen. Do you understand? Go to Genesis chapter 1. Everything God wants to do, he will say it and it will come to pass. So, talking is not primarily for communication. In the realm of God, it's for creating things, making things to happen, making the will of God to be done. And ye are gods. So, the issue is not just talking because I want to tell him my mind. God doesn't need you to tell somebody's mind. He wants you as a vessel to use to God bring to pass what he wants to do on the earth. Amen. So let's stop limiting God. The degree to which we see God manifest in our lives is the degree to which we take it to these things. Speaking the word of God only, always, and in love. All the three goes together. That cannot be broken. Thank you, sir. Amen. James chapter 3. We read verse 1 and 2. Can I have that? My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive greater condemnation. Yes? For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Listen, you will be judged for whatever you say. It's a serious matter. Whether you meant it or not, there's nothing like Do you understand me? A casual word in the realm of walking with God. That was why the Lord Jesus Christ kept silent throughout his passion. If he said anything, it's going to come to pass. He told them, he said, don't you think I can tell my father and I will have 12 legions of angels and deal with all these people? But that was not the plan. So he kept quiet. He has to keep quiet because anything he says will come to pass. He is already carrying the spirit without measure. They came to take him. And he said, who are you looking for? They said, it's Jesus. He said, I'm the one. And all of them fell down. So, do you understand me? There was no power to handle all of them. And the power came out with words. So, that was why he kept quiet. Not that he didn't have anything to say. So, do you understand? So, the issue is not discussing with Pilate. The issue is not discussing with Herod. He's not trying to judge. He's making sure words don't go out, that power will follow and bring something to pass contrary to the will of God. Amen. So he has to keep silent. The Lord Jesus' main tool for doing the work that God gave him to do was with his words. He healed the sick with words. He cast out devils with words. He stilled the storm with words. Amen. Are you following? Everything he did it with words. He raised the dead with words. Not that he went to hell and brought them out. He spoke words and they came back. Daughter, arise. Son, arise. Lazarus, come forth. Peace, be still. Go your way and be healed. I will be thou made whole. Hello? So this is a serious matter. If you want to go into the realm of the spirit without measure, this is a compulsory course you must pass. It will be tested. Amen. So, verse 2, James chapter 3, verse 2. James chapter 3, verse 2. So, we must come to the place where we become perfect in speaking the word of God only, always, and in love, and not unfair the word, until we perfect not stumbling in speaking or making mistake in speaking, God cannot entrust us with the spirit of damage to the level he wants to. Very crucial. Now, this is more than desire. You may desire the spirit without measure. Very good. It's just like you desire to pass a course. If you don't pass the course, they won't give you pass mark. Do you understand? It goes beyond that. You must, amen, study to show yourself approved unto God. Okay, we can go on now. Amen. 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 Now, if you are going to speak the word of God only, always, and in love, we must understand the aspects of God's word, and we must understand divine love. So let me just mention that. Now, there are three aspects of God I want to bring to our, you know, understanding. We are familiar with them. You can't be in this house and not be familiar with them. Amen. There's the Logos. Can I just say Logos? There's the Graphe. Can I hear you say Graphe? And there's the Rhema.
Amen.
Can I say Logos, Graphe, and Rhema? Logos is the living word, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was with God. And verse 14, the Word became flesh. He's talking about a person. He's talking about a living Word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He said, for the Logos of God, or the Word of God, is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing to the, you know, dividing asunder of the spirit and soul, the joints and the marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Someone say his sight. So he's talking about a person. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the living word. I said the graphe, that's the written word. Say scripture. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, all scripture or all graphe is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture, the Greek word used there is graphe. That means something that is inscribed and written. Amen. All scripture or all graphe, just for the purpose of explanation, is given by the inspiration, by the breath of God. Amen. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen. In 2 Timothy, 2 Peter, chapter 1, you know, verse 19, Peter was talking, he said, we have a more sure word of God. Much sure that we should take heed unto as a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Verse 20. Knowing this world that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So, when Peter was talking of a more sure word, he was talking of the scripture or the graphe, because that's the Greek word for scripture. Is it clear? Okay. Now, the last one is Rhema. That's what we call the spoken word. Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and verse 17. In verse 8, it said, but the word or the rhema is near unto you in your heart and in your mouth. Even the word of faith or the rhema of faith which we speak. And in verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God or by the rhema of God. That's the spoken word. That's the word that the living word speaks to you personally. Amen. Now, if you are going to speak the word of God only, you are going to speak the word of God always, you are going to speak the word of God in love, you must be in living contact and communion with the living word. Because that's where the word comes from. Hello? Hello? I hope you get what I'm saying. Now, when the living word speaks to you, what do? You check it in the scripture. The Berean Christian. Thank you, sir. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. And these were more noble than those who were in Thessalonica, for they received the word. That word is Logos. With all readiness of mind, and search the scriptures, that's graphy, daily, whether these things were so. Now, the main reason why I'm saying about this is this. Amen. If you are going to speak the word of God only, always, and in love, you must be sure that what you are saying is the word of God. And if you are going to be sure, you must have been sure that you heard it from the Lord. And it was confirmed from the scripture. Or you heard it from men that he has set and anointed to speak his word to you. That's the rhema. Amen. Is it clear? Okay. Now, the rhema is an inspired utterance and all that, what have you. Now, listen. So, to speak the word of God only means speaking what you have heard or seen from God, from His Son, from His Spirit, directly or indirectly, through His anointed men, or through His angels, whichever means He wants to use to speak that word to you. The word of God that came to Mary came by an angel. The one that came to Paul on the boat came by an angel. Abi? But it doesn't have to be by an angel. It can be by an angel, celestial angel, and it can be by an angel, terrestrial, which are the apostles, the prophets that He has set over us. Amen. Amen. Now, the word of God has been coming to us. For instance, one of the current word that has come, Rhema, is, amen, a wisdom, you know, greater than Solomon. So you can have the wisdom greater than Solomon. You can have the purity of Joseph, and you can have the what? And the inquiring mind. Who has an inquiring mind in the scripture? David. He was always inquiring from the Lord. Now, that's a word. Amen. But we can find it in the scripture. So, amen. Because you have heard it, you can say it and say it and say it and know. Do you understand what I mean? You are not just saying words, shall? And there are many words like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, to speaking what you have heard from God, that's speaking the word of God only. Speaking what is revealed to you from the scripture, there's another dimension. Speaking in other tongues. Do you know that speaking in other tongues is speaking the word of God? Do you know? So why don't you speak in tongues frequently? Amen. Jesus said, I will send you, John chapter 16 verse 13, I will send you the Spirit of truth, who will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself. What he hears is what he will say unto you. That means what the Holy Spirit hears from the mouth of Jesus, the living word, is what he's saying unto you. So when you are speaking in tongues, that's what he's saying out. He may not be saying it in Yoruba or English, but he's saying it in the language of the Spirit. But it's the word of God. It's as effective as speaking the word of God, even more than effective. Praise the Lord. So if you don't know what to say, speak in tongues. Because I can tell you there are times, situations that come, you don't actually know what to say. In fact, you feel like saying everything contrary to the word of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the wilderness, every temptation was overcome. With what? By speaking the word. It is written. Scripture. It is written. It is written. Amen. Okay, so when you speak in other tongues, amen, you are speaking the word of God. Praise the Lord. What does speaking in love? Speaking the word of God in love. First of all, let's take the definition of love that our spiritual parents have defined to us. Divine love is discerning by divine wisdom, designed by divine compassion, driven by divine power, what God will do in any situation. Because God is love, and God does it for the good, the profiting, edification of all. Praise the Lord. Amen. To speak the word of God in love is to speak by divine wisdom, by divine compassion, and by divine power. Like God will do for the good and the profit of others and even yourself. Now, for that to happen, you must understand that speaking the word of God in love can only come out as a disciplined, spontaneous outflow of walking diligently in the love of God. If you are not walking in the love of God, you cannot speak the word of God in love. Are we following? Okay. Praise the Lord. Yes, why must we speak the word of God in love? Why must we speak the word of God only? Speak it always, speak it in love. The first reason we have mentioned it, so that we can be ready, we can be trusted, we can be accounted worthy to inherit and manifest the Spirit without measure. That's John chapter 3, verse 34 that we read. So we don't need to read that again. Number two, so that we can grow up in all things and aspect into Christ, the head. Let me say something that will help us. You know, the Spirit without measure is so great that you must have the stature to carry it. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, let me use natural kinetics to explain it now. You know, let's assume that they gave you $1 billion. You, as you are now, what will happen to you? I said, let's assume that they gave you $1 billion now in cash. Talk about it, for any cash, come to a fiscal county. Do you understand what I mean? Now, hello? Now, your imagination is running wild. Now, you first of all, I say, you build a house, you buy cars, you give to people. After some time, you go to a place, come, kilo chele. Because, do you understand what I mean? That's when you know that it takes stature to carry it. And the Spirit without measure is more than that. Did you get what I mean? I use a natural thing to explain it. So, but you know something? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 That's why we must appreciate that man, Joseph. Joseph controlled all the wealth of the nation and he did not misbehave. That means he grew up in stature to handle it. That's why God didn't allow him to come out 2 years before. Are you following? So, we must consecrate ourselves now to speaking the word of God only, always in love, so that we can grow up into him in all things, then we can be ready. That's why Pastor said, the main thing now is growth. Do you understand what I mean? If you don't understand, the main thing now is growth, because God cannot give it to those that are not matured. We're not. Even we saw how Solomon misbehaved. And that's entry level. God cannot afford us to misbehave. Praise the Lord. Number three, why must we speak the word of God only, always, and in love? Because it's the word of God alone that God will confirm in our lives and in our situations. You know, God is a God of principles. God is not a God of emotion. He doesn't move with being hysterical and all that. He works on principle. In Mark chapter 16, verse 21, he said, and the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. If you look at your Bible, you find out that we are, Lord have mercy. Mark 16, 21. If you look at your Bible, you find out that I want to show you something there. Mark 16, just look at your Bible. If you have a King James, you find out that the Lord went with them. With them is in italics. Is that so in your Bible? The Bible may not be at this. Mark 16, 20. The board may not be able to show us. Now, but if you look at your Bible, you find out that them is in italics. That means it's not in the original. It's not there in the Bible. The translators only put it there to try to explain. So if you read it and omit it, what you will find is the Lord working with and confirming the word with signs and wonders following. God doesn't confirm men. He works with the word and he confirms the word, not men. Is it clear? He works with that them is not there in the original. So the God works with his word and confirms his word. So if you speak the word only, if you speak it always, and you speak it in love, you will see more confirmation, more manifestation of God. Is it clear? Okay. Number four, for the turning around of all our situations. Okay, let's read James chapter 3. I will just use that for the turning around and the controlling of all our situations. We are not supposed to be under the circumstance. Somebody say, under the circumstance, it's not my portion. Under the circumstance, it's not my portion. You know, some people will say, under the circumstances that we are in, what else should we do? God didn't expect you to be under the circumstance. He expects you to do what? To dominate the circumstance and turn the circumstance and control it to work for your good in line with his will and word. Okay, let's read James chapter 3. We read from verse 2. I think verse 2 to 4. Now, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, which is also able to bridle the whole body. Some say bridle. That's control. Someone say control. Say control. So you will control your body. Not your body will control you. When the word of God is in your mouth, always and in love, your body will be under your control. Is a slave. Even your soul will be under your control. You will choose what you want. You will think what you want. Amen. You will exercise the kind of emotions you want. But it happens by the word of God in your mouth. That's what he's saying. Number 3, verse 3. He said, we put the bit in us's mouth that may obey us, and we turn around their whole body. Somebody say, turn about. Turn around. Is the word of God in our mouth that will turn around the circumstance. So, God has not asked you to talk about the circumstance. He has asked you to speak his word, so that his word, he can use it to turn around the circumstance. Most of us are used to describing the mountain that is facing you. This mountain is so big. How am I going to overcome this mountain? Is that what God asked you to say? He said, speak to the mountain. And if you do not doubt in your heart that what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. The issue is that if you don't stop saying what God has said about the mountain, eventually the mountain will get tired of you and pack its load and leave. You will turn around the circumstance. Verse 4, James chapter 3, verse 4. Behold also the sheep, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce wind, yet they are turned about. Someone say turned about. With a very small hem. Wheresoever the governor listed. What is that small hem? Your mouth. So when the word of God is in there, it doesn't matter the fierce wind that is against your life. It doesn't matter, don't understand me, what is against the sheep of your destiny. The word of God in your mouth, when you speak it only and always and in love, is enough. You just have to do it in faith, patiently, until everything turns around. It's going to turn around. Someone say it's going to turn around. Amen. God wanted to turn around Abraham's situation. You know what he did? He put his word in Abraham's mouth. He said, you will no more be called Abram, but Abraham, father of many nations. And your wife too will no more be called Sarai, but Sarah, mother of multitude. And they began to call themselves that name. Their neighbors began to call them. And what has not happened in 99 years happened in 9 months. The word of God in their mouth turned it around. Somebody said, turn around. So don't talk about your circumstance. Speak the word of God only.
Amen.
Speak the word of God always. And speak it in love. And you know something about love? It never fails. Okay. Lord have mercy. Number 5. To make our faith effectual. Why we must speak the word of God only, always, and in love. To make our faith effectual. Effectual means powerful, you know, producing results. Do you understand? Like, effectual is a word that you normally use for medicine. If you take a particular drug, if it's effectual, you will see a cure. Because do you understand? Amen. Okay, now, to make our faith effectual, let's read Philemon 1:6. Philemon. Shall we read together? That the communication of your faith might become effectual by what? Acknowledging every good thing, which is the word of God, that is in you in Christ Jesus. What is God expecting you to say? Every good thing that he has given you in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How shall I accomplish these things? He didn't ask you to say that. Amen. So the most important thing is to acknowledge the good things that God has given you in Christ Jesus over that. Amen. I want to go to how. But your faith is not going to be effectual until you start speaking the word of God only, always, and in love, especially about every good thing that you have in Christ Jesus. Amen. We remember that Galatians 5:6 says, faith worketh by love, or faith is effectual by love. Amen. And when your faith is effectual, you are going to please God. You are going to save your soul. Or prosper it, and you are going to overcome the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Now, to live long, someone say live long. Number 6, to live long. Let's read the Psalm. I think the Psalm is in Peter too, but Psalm communicates it better. Psalm 34, verse 12. I think verse 12. What man is he that desire life and love many days, that he may see good? Verse 13. Keep thy tongue from what? And thy lips from? There are many other conditions now, but speaking started first. The only way to keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile is what? Speaking God's word only. Speaking God's word always. And speaking God's word in love. Amen. And we are going to live long. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 tells us, death and life are in the power of tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit. So what do you love? Is it life or death? Which fruit are you eating? We are eating from what you are saying. It's time, amen, to change what we are saying and commit ourselves now and start walking out. Now, how? Someone say how. Say how. Number 1, set a watch on your lips. What did I say? Let's read Psalm 141 verse 3. It's actually a prayer. is a prayer of David concerning his lips. I think it's a prayer that we all need to pray daily now. He says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Now, set a watch means set a guard. Someone that will tell me, hey, you are misbehaving again. You can't say that. It's not my word. You know something? The Bible says in Psalm 139, God knows the thoughts that are in your heart are far off. Any word that is on your tongue, even before you speak it, the Bible says he knows it. Psalm 139. So when you pray God always to set a watch, before you can talk, while you are still thinking about talking, say, hey, Remy, don't say that. It's not my word. Don't sing that, Pastor D. You know something? It's a rhema. It applies to singing too. Both speaking and singing are the same principle. Is it clear? Amen. It's operating the same principle. Okay. So, we pray God daily to set a watch. There's only one person that can help you. He's the one that knows what his word is. That's why if you've actually been walking with God, you will notice something. That while you are still thinking about something, God will be telling you, that's not right. You can't say that. You can't think that. You can't do that. But if you are not yielding, you are going to say wrong things. Someone said, set a watch, O Lord, upon my mouth. Keep the door of my lips so that I don't misjive. So that I will speak your word only, always, and in love. You know you can speak the word of God and not in love. You have spoken the word of God out of pride. You want to prove a point. You have spoken the word of God out of envy. Paul said that. He said some people preach Christ, but out of envy. You have spoken the word of God out of revenge. You have spoken the word of God because you want that person to be judged. Out of covetousness. So the central thing is love. Amen. So when you pray, always that God should set a watch before your lips, he will talk to you. Long before you can say it, the issue now is that you must consecrate yourself to yield. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit. Amen. So every time you misjive, after God has corrected, but you still went out, repent immediately and correct it and say the right thing. You have to practice it to be perfect at it. Thank you, sir. A just man falls 10 times, yes, he arises again. Amen. So every time you sleep and you misjive, it happens to every one of us. Sometimes you are overwhelmed by circumstance. Before you know it, you have. That's why I said, speak the word in season and out of season. It's easier to say in season. Who can't speak the word of God when you are in church? When pastor have already finished preaching and the anointing is flowing. Yes! I have the wisdom of Solomon. Who can say that? And I have the concern. You can say immediately. Don't that you'll be excited. What of when everything is contrary? And you are alone. Say money wisdom Solomon to answer you. You are just misjive again. Repent and say what the fathers have said. Say the word that has come. If you don't stop saying the word of God, do you understand what I mean? God, do you understand, will bring his word to pass. It will turn your circumstance around. It will confirm his word. We will see these things that they are telling us. Amen. 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 Number two, feed your heart richly with the word of God. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You can't be reading newspaper when you should be reading your Bible. You know what you talk? You talk about all the problems that is happening in Nigeria. How they are stealing our money. how Evans is kidnapping people, how the legislators are buying new cars. When, do you understand what I mean? You know, those are not what God has asked you to speak. If you don't know anything to speak about the legislature and all that, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I enforce the kingdom of God upon them. Do you understand? Okay. Now, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God. Can you say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart unto God. How do you get the word of God to dwell in you richly? By reading your Bible daily, of course, and meditating therein. By hearing the word of the Father's anointed word of God, and searching the scripture whether they are so. And if they are so, amen. Then fill your heart with it. And you know what? I don't know whether I asked me to you before. The Bible says that word, when it's in your heart, it will speak to you. It will talk to you. Do you understand? When you wake up, when you sleep, it's in Proverbs. Amen. Okay, let's read it. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. When you fill your heart with the word of God, in contrary circumstance, you know what happens? It's like under pressure. That's what will come out, because that's what is inside your heart. So we already know why you are misjudging, because what is inside your heart is the abundance of what you are seeing. Out of the abundance of the heart, Luke chapter 6, verse 45, I believe. So we are reading Proverbs. My son, keep thy father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother. Verse 21. Bind them continually upon thy heart, tie them around thy neck. Verse 22. When thou goest, it will lead you. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awake, it will talk with thee. So you will be hearing the living word by the word that you have meditated and read and filled your heart with. I don't know about you. Amen. Every message that comes out in church, I hear it again. Yeah. Then when I'm here, I now discover that there are some things they said in church that I didn't hear. Many. In fact, I hear at least 3 or 4 times. They just keep playing on my laptop again and again and again. Hey, Pastor Sonyesha. So what to show? Me o magwa no so. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know something? When you hear it again and again, and you search this and you find it so, it will fill your heart. It will dwell there richly. And it will come out spontaneously. It won't be a struggle again. Number 3, fear God. Say, fear God. You know why? Psalm 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. God will teach you what to say when you are operating in his fear. When you are honest. I don't know what to do. Father, please, I acknowledge you, direct me. And he will teach you what to choose. The fear of God. Verse 14. Let's read verse 14 of this. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show you his covenant. Do you know what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ when they brought a woman and they wanted to stone the woman? That means he didn't have what to say when they said, hey. So what did he do? He bent down. And he was... All the while, what was he doing? He was acknowledging the Lord and waiting for what to say. Then when he got what to say, he stood up full length. He that has not committed a sin among you should be the first one to throw the stone. He didn't say the law of Moses is wrong. He didn't say they are wrong. He just said what God said. And he turned the situation around. He was delivered. The woman was delivered.
They weren't actually after the woman. They were after him. Do you understand? Amen. Okay, so fear God. Amen. And walk with him. Walk in his love. Praise the Lord. Trust in his mercy. These things is not of him that willeth, of him that runneth. Ah, Lord, have mercy on me. What should I do now? What should I say? And he will bring a scripture from what the fathers have said or from what you have read. Do you understand what I mean? He will bring to your remembrance. That's what he promised, Abby. What he has taught you. Amen. Number four, stay under covering. Someone say stay under covering. You remember that centurion man? He said, I'm a man under authority. Abby? Have you soldiers under me? And I say unto this. Say unto that, do that. Say unto that. Do you know that all the things he's saying unto others, he must align with under the authority that is. So he's not just saying whatever he likes. Did you get what I mean? Did you get the principle? So he's saying, he's standing actually on the behalf of the commander. So he's actually saying what the commander would have said if the commander is there. Absolutely. That was the secret of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, as I hear, I judge. The words I'm speaking to you, they are not my words. It's my Father who sent me that gave it to me. John chapter 5 verse 30. John chapter 5 verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Yes, 6:38. John 6:38. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. So, you must stay under authority, under covering. You know why? That's what will help you to speak the word of God. Because the word of God is actually coming from God through covenant unto you. Remember where he said, speak the truth in love and grow up into Christ in all things. That's verse 15, Abby. But before verse 15, verse 11 has come. He said, I will give unto you what? He gave some apostles, prophets, and all that. It's the things that the apostles, prophets are telling you in the name of the Lord that is now saying you should now speak those truths in love so that you can grow up into Christ in all things. So if you don't stay under authority and covering, you will misjudge. You can say something that looks like the word of God, but you won't be saying, do you understand me? Under authority, so it won't work. Okay, let's go on. Where are we? Stay under covering. Okay, let's move to 5. We are saying how? Confess and pray the word that we have been instructed to confess and pray daily. Our book, Daily Guide, is full of many confessions that are essential for us to make. You don't have to do all confessions. Just do the ones you are told to do. There's love confession. There's general confession. If you start with that, others, when it's essential, God will get them to you. Because they will tie to one thing or the other that you already have. Amen. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Someone say, I don't need to reinvent the wheel. You are wasting time. So use what we already have. Amen. Number 6. Pray always in the Spirit. Speak in tongues always. Why? When you speak in tongues always, it will fill your heart with the word of God. Because Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, praying always with all prayer in the Spirit. We already said to that. Of course, does that mean I won't speak in understanding again? The way pastor says is, whatever you're going to pray, pray 90% of it in the Spirit. Just mention the ones that you know with the scripture that you know and pray the rest in the Spirit. And you know what? When you pray in the Spirit to a place, the Spirit of God will give you understanding. Based on the understanding it gives you, you cannot speak in understanding. And you will find out that you are speaking the word of God only, always, and in love. Finally, if you don't know what to say, keep short. sorry, or stay quiet, be silent. If you don't know what to say, stay silent. Trust in God till you have an inspiration of what to say. He has given us a promise. He said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay. So you can trust him for that. Luke chapter 21. Adversaries include the devil, not just men. Yes. And the lust of the flesh and what have you and all that. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. So you can trust him for that. He will give you. Someone say, he will give me. I know what pastor said. And God gave Solomon. And God gave Daniel. Eh? God giveth and without upbraiding. Amen. Let's trust in him. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. So we are making a fresh consecration now to speaking the word of God only, always, and in love, so that we can grow up into him in all things and be accounted worthy to inherit the glory of the Spirit and measure. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired a day than gold, yet a voice fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb.
Let the words
of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
The statutes of the Lord.
The statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in their Lord is pure,
enlightening the eye,
enlightening the eye,
to be desired,
or to be desired,
a day
and gold,
in a most
fine gold,
sweeter
also than the honey.
Sweeter
also than the heart.
Talk to God and pray God to have mercy on us and set a watch before our mouth and keep the word of our lips so that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable unto Him. Let's talk to God individually now and let's make a fresh commitment and consecration to give ourselves continually to speaking the word of God only, to speaking the word of God always, to walk, to speak the word of God in love, walking in the love of God. In Jesus' name. Shall put our hands on our lips, actually. And the second hands up to God. Shall pray and say, Father, we confess our sins. So we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that has come afresh to me tonight, teaching me to speak thy words, O God, only, always, and in love. O Lord, have mercy on me. Set a watch before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. Help me, O God, to fill my heart richly with your word so that I can give myself continually and spontaneously to speaking your word only, your word always, and your word in love, so that the words of my mouth in season and out of season will be acceptable unto you. And Lord, by the speaking of your word only and always and in love, I may grow up in all things into the Lord Jesus Christ, perfecting the love of God, and so be accounted worthy to be a partaker of this inheritance of the manifestation of this glory of the Spirit without measure. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray, Father, and in the Spirit now. Robo Kotepo, Jeclerebo Soto, Brahmakata, Ragagagagaga, Bromo Kotekeli, Rabakupa Laba Sante Katakate, Rabababa, Yade Kalikata, Rabakapo, Rabababa, Yede Kate Kalikata, Rabababa, Rabade Deyede, Jeclerebozo, 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 Mikate, Mikato, Mikata, Mikara, Mikapo, Mikara, Mikata. Kalaka sakatako likoto porubaya stande kapa. Brahma mama mama Brahma kote kelio Raba ba 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 Je cloro vozo Je clara vaza Je clero vozo gado Je clero vozo gade Je clero vozo gado vigade Je clero vozo gade Je clero vozo gade Je clero vozo gado vigade Je clero vozo gado vigade Je clero vozo gado vigade Je clero vozo gado Bado de bade bado do baraba custade Raba ba 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 Je clero vozo gado vigade Vozo gado vigade Vozo gado vigade Raba ba ba Yado de plumoye Je clero vozo gado Je clara Je cloro Je kata Je cloro Mikate Raba ba 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 Beko palia Brahma Brahma Korea Bale Baya Brahma Korea Bale ba do de yede ba do do Baya ba rustande ba Bale baya Bale baya Bare baya Broko palia Zaza kate klere vo soto promo yekete Lika ta klara In Jesus name Praise the Lord.